lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
It's a good life. And we've been studying through the book of Acts, and we're in Acts chapter 3 right now. Well, the last time we saw the miracle of healing. We saw how that Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, and how that there was a lame man there, and he was asking for money. But Peter did not have a gift of money to give to this man, but Peter did have a gift of healing. And was this man going to receive something better than silver and gold? Of course he was. And he received the strength to get up and jump up and down. This man was thankful to God for what had happened, according to Acts chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, where it says, "And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them," that's Peter and John, "into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." We see the people were amazed and knew it was the lame man who was healed. Acts chapter 3 and verse 10, "And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." See, it was impossible for this lame man to walk and leap. All of us need to realize, Luke chapter 1 verse 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." It was impossible for man to do something, but it was all possible for God to heal this man. And you see, when a person receives Jesus Christ as Savior, and that person starts living for the Lord, the people around are going to be amazed. They're not going to understand. But God is able to work through that person who receives Him as Savior, and that person can be a witness. Just like this lame man who, he was no longer lame. He jumped up for joy, and he was telling people how that God had healed him. And I believe also that not only did God heal him physically, but God healed him spiritually. In other words, he gave him a new life. He had the new birth. Well, notice here, I believe in Acts chapter 3, we also see a powerful message. Peter preached. But you see, Peter took no credit for healing the beggar, according to Acts chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, because it says there, "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk?'" Well, the message is this. Acts chapter 3, verses 13 through 26. Now, I would ask you, if at all possible, to have your Bible and read along with me as we look at the Word of God. As we study the Word of God together, it's important for us to not only hear the Word, but to read the Word together. Acts chapter 3, verses 13 through 26. "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, which hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. The faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Now, I keep reading just a moment, verse starting with verse 17 again. But you see, Peter is giving God all the glory here. He's telling these people, "We didn't do anything. It was God's power that did it." Verse 17, John chapter 3 now. "And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Once again, Peter is preaching here and letting these people know that they're responsible for the death of Christ. They are responsible for the crucifixion. And he tells them what to do now in verse 19. He says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which shall will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the people, all the prophets, from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." The people were amazed and came together to find out how this man, this lame man, was made whole. And how Peter did explain this healing miracle. How did he do it? Well, Peter gave all the glory to God. The miracle of healing was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. We see, as Christians, we should not go around telling people how great we are. Instead, we should tell them how great our Savior is. We should not point to ourselves, but we should point to the Savior. This is what Peter and John did. Peter preached to these people and told them that the God who took away this man's lameness was the same God who could take away their sins. And because of this miracle of healing, many people were able to hear the good news of salvation, and those who believed this good news were healed spiritually and given eternal life. And I ask, has the living God healed you and made you whole? Have you trusted him as your Savior? Well, notice now, we've studied about this lame man, and we've looked at the message that that was brought, and we see the results of this miracle in the message. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 4, we see something took place. It says, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. There were about 5,000 men added to the local church there in Jerusalem. Well, you see, this would also mean that this number was in addition to women. God was adding to his church in a wonderful way. According to Acts chapter 4 and verse 4, the total number of men in the church is about 5,000. Remember that on the day of Pentecost, the total number of believers, men and women, was about 3,120, Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. Christ was building his church. There were many people who believed on Christ the day the lame man was healed. Now notice in Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we see the word jail mentioned here. And we see someone jailed because of a good deed. Notice Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide." We see, as Peter and John were speaking to the people, the religious leaders came up to them and put them in jail overnight. Acts chapter 4 and verse 3. Well, notice, these men were doing what was good, and what was good was the fact that they preached Jesus Christ, and at least 5,000 people got saved that day, not including any women. The guy says the men got saved. Well, this would not include the women would be more than 5,000 here. We'd see it bring the total up above 5,000. But Peter and John spoke to the people, and they got arrested. You see, in verse 7 of Acts chapter 4, Peter was questioned. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, by what name have you done this?" Well, Peter's answer is seen in chapter 4 and verses 8 through 12. This says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Well, notice the answer, God's answer, the healed man. Notice this in Acts chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. "Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John," now see, Peter had already told them what had taken place there, that they had crucified Jesus, but God raised him from the dead. "Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it." See, God gives boldness through Jesus, and he supplies evidence that produces results. And here we've read that the people knew that Peter and John had done nothing wrong. The accusers knew they really did not have a legal reason to do anything to Peter and John. In chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16 of Acts, it says, "But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Well, notice here there were threatenings that took place. We keep reading in Acts chapter 4, and we start with verse 17. "But that it spread no further, these men are saying, we don't want this to spread any further among the people. Let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name," in other words, the name of Jesus. "And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." Notice verse 21 of Acts 4. "So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done." Well, God loves each one of us, and God loved the people back. He loved those people who had actually been part of of his crucifixion. He loved them so much that he wanted them to be saved. He wanted them to go to heaven. And you know, God loves everybody today. It makes no difference how mean a person is or how they live. God loves them. God loves each of us. God loves the person because, once again, he's God. And the Bible says that he first loved us. We are unlovable, but God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to seek and to save those who were lost. You must realize first that you're lost before you can be saved. You must realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, people just do not measure up to God's standards. God wants to give you the measure that you need to come up to his standards. And the way he does that is through Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lives today, and because he lives, you can live by trusting him as your Lord and Savior, by asking him to come into your heart, receiving him, knowing that he is God, and trusting him, changing your mind, realizing you can't save yourself. It's only through Jesus Christ that you're going to go to heaven. And I pray for you that God will save you even this day, and he will if you'll call upon his name.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.